Can you walk us through that day when you play that game, when you injured yourself?
Yes.
Did you, what was your mindset that day before the game? Let's talk about before the game. You're walking out there, you're going to play this game.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything from that day?
Yeah, of course. I had just moved to Jacksonville. I wasn't happy about it. I didn't really like Jacksonville. So no offense to this, if anybody's from Jacksonville, listen to this. But I was in New Orleans first, and then I wasn't happy about leaving New Orleans, and I went to Houston. I didn't really like how that turned out. And so Jack Del Rio was coached there in Jacksonville. And, I said I'd come and play, but I just didn't like the city so much. We were a young team, so I knew we were not – playoff bound anytime soon. So I was in that mindset, right? And we were playing our first home opener. We were playing the Buffalo Bills and, making a tackle I made a million times. And, it's just one of those days. I had made it, so many times, this tackle. And I was keen on the play. I knew the play. I was trying to anticipate making a bigger play off of it. And then I came up an inch short, and I was able to just hit him really good, But then when I hit him, I ended up on my back and my journey began. They diagnosed me with a spinal contusion and I laid there not able to move. I didn't move for a while. I learned this concept of meditation and mindfulness and I've been on my journey for about almost 12 and a half years now.
So did that injury made you realize that you didn't want to play football anymore, or you couldn't play football anymore after that?
Well, when you take your neck out of the equation, because it's such a vital tool to play a football game, which is insane, right? My neck, But I realized I couldn't hit with it anymore, and the linebacker position requires that. So realizing I can't use my head to hit like that anymore, I can't play the game, So... Now, trying to hold on to the identity, trying to think, the mind and thinking like, I want to play and, my body being accustomed to that. That was a challenging deal. And I say fortunately and unfortunately, well, let me say it first. Unfortunately and fortunately for me, I found meditation to be my treatment, because I didn't have really a treatment like to deal with the mental stuff of dealing with it's like a fallen soldier, if you will,
Yeah, we're going to talk much more about meditation, because I am into meditation a lot. And I believe that meditation is going to be what yoga was maybe 10, 15 years ago. It's going to explode. Mm-hmm. And we're in a city like Los Angeles. Here, already like 80% of my guests, maybe 90, they meditate. All high performers in different fields. But I think it's going to grow into the masses as well, because we need this in our lives. But how does that feel, You've been taken out of your game. And you not only lose your game, you lose your income, you lose your identity, you lose your body. How does that feel? And how did you work with that?
Well, it's like, how do you not? It's like the game, it just put me in another game, the game of life, the real game. I look at the sport world as fantasy even, And so it takes us sort of out of the real game that we're actually in the whole time. And that's the relationship with just life, being on the planet as a human being. So it actually made me see it a little bit clearer. It wasn't necessarily a survival concept. I was just in the unknown. And in the unknown, I was learning concepts of patience, compassion, and just the subtlety with myself, understanding how I had constantly put myself in harm's way. So my relationship with myself wasn't really a stable one. My body didn't trust me. And we don't tend to really look at it like that, but that was what I was actually going through. We've compromised ourselves on so many different levels, not even knowing, because of miseducation for a lot of reasons, but it's just not even knowing. And so that relationship and how it looks with self, is something that we have to, in my opinion, when we cultivate ideas of love, it first has to begin there. And that's what I was beginning to do and realize. I look at meditation actually as self-development. A self-growth of like our vision and perception of ourselves.